From JMI Wealth, Andrew Calhever, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
From ANZ, the trachometer, the trachometer.
Yeah, the trachometer. Yeah, we haven't covered this before, have we? So what is it? Well, the name sort of gives it away, but doesn't it really? But basically, it's a set of economic indicators derived using traffic volume data around New Zealand. So in case that's not very clear, it's about counting trucks at various points. So look, Mike, this is hard, real data, which is a beautiful thing. Now, very much real time, and you know how much I like real time data, and it's forward looking. It's stuff that tells us where we're going. So a lot of freight in New Zealand has moved on the road. So this data provides a sort of a barometer on that underlying current and also expected activity. So, I mean, if you figure this out, Mike, for something to happen, for some economic activity to occur frequently, stuff has to be moved from point A to point B prior to that activity or that transaction. So two sets of data. There's the heavy traffic index, which the clever economists have figured out has a relationship with what growth or GDP is doing right now. And the light traffic index, which is a leading indicator, has a predictive relationship with growth. Good stuff, huh? So what's it saying? The heavy traffic index, that's dropped 2% for the month, and the current trend is consistent with a continuation of that modest growth that we saw in the last quarter of 2018 going into 2019. The light traffic index lifted 0.7% for the month, so that's a bit more optimistic about first quarter growth in the heavy traffic index, but what it is suggesting is quite disappointing quarterly GDP growth through the second and third quarters of this year. So that's a bit of a worry.
Yes, exactly. Now, the lending requirements out of Australia, I'm assuming if there are issues in Australian banking, they will flow through here, yes?
Yeah, so look, leaping back across the Tasman into the sort of, I suppose, this slowly moving train wreck that is the Australian housing market, you know, particularly in Melbourne and Sydney, and seeing whether or not that, you know, can we make parallels from that through to the Auckland property market. Interesting, Mike, actually, over the last couple of weeks, the anecdotal data that I receive or that I hear about the Auckland property market seems to actually be more negative than the official data. But anyway, I want to talk about new lending commitments. So what we're actually talking about here, Mike, is the aftermath of the Hayne report. That was the damning report on the culture and conduct in the Australian banks. The response from banks over in Australia has been to sort of curtail or to reduce their lending. They're not lending as aggressive as these they had been in previous years. And this is showing up big time, Mike, in the lending data, big time. Housing loan data in the year to February 2019, this was released yesterday, new lending commitments to households for owner-occupied dwellings fell almost 14% from the same period a year ago. And if we look at lending for investment dwellings, that's down 29.1% in the year to the end of February versus a year earlier. I mean, that's massive. Look at February itself, it's 15% lower than last year. Now, lending commitments to businesses, that's not falling quite as much. But obviously what's happening with that lending commitment is certainly not helping the property market over there. So the banks are dropping their interest rates to try and stimulate demand, even though their lending standards are actually part of the problem. Mm. I think CBA lending at just over 4% now for 5 years. Moody's has revised down their predictions for house price falls as well. But locally, Mike, I mean, we haven't seen the same issues in terms of what the Hayne report threw out. But what we are going to have to cope with here is this issue of the changes to required capital levels for our banks. And that could put similar pressure here on banks to slow lending. So you're getting slower lending into what is actually arguably a weaker property market. Not a good combination.
No, it is not. And I noticed Fitch had something to say about that the other day. Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, so we've got a few issues now between the US and the European in terms of trade. Trump talking about tariffs on European imports, and that has hit the stock markets. The Dow Jones, 26,156, down 183. The S&P 500, 2878, down 17. And the NASDAQ, 7919, down 34. So all weaker there. The FTSE 100, 7425. They were down 26. The Nikkei, 21802, up 41. Shanghai Composite, just down small, 3239. The ASX 200 yesterday barely changed, closing at 6221. And we lost 20 points in the NZX 50, closing at 9787. On the currencies, 0.6741 on the wholesale markets against the US dollar, 0.9460 against the Aussie, 0.5980 euro, 0.5169 pounds, 74.90 yen. Gold trading at $1,304.71, and Brent crude $70.75.
Have a fabulous day. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth at jmiwealth.co.nz.